So, Bob, first of all, just in your own words, in just layman's terms, what exactly happened?
This afternoon, I got a text message, myself and my wife, from the cross-country coach that he received an email that says Bryce ran in an unsanctioned IHSA event Labor Day weekend, that he would not be eligible to run his final cross-country event Friday.
Okay. How did they find out?
I honestly do not know. Us as parents, after he ran it, not knowing we were doing anything wrong, we posted his pictures and his times on Facebook. But that was Labor Day weekend, so it was, what, 2.5 months ago? And now, 36 hours before his last race, we get noticed that he can't run it. I mean, it's something a little weird. I'm not sure exactly what or how they found out or even... It doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you. I don't care who turned him in or what. If you broke a rule we were not aware of, I understand. I understand this rule says that it was if it's a competition, which I've reached out to Adam White from Shazam Racing. This is not a competition. This is just a time trial. So he's even reached out to Mr. Gerber from IHSA, and hopefully we get some type of response from them that allowing him to compete Friday.
So he's been able to compete in all other events between Labor Day
Correct.
And now. And they're just
Correct.
Now coming back on him and saying, yep, he can't race the rest of the season, which is literally one more race. So that has he qualified yet for – I'm sorry, I'm not real familiar with where you are in the season or how the season works. Has he qualified for, say, state or any other advanced competitions beyond just regionally?
No, because there is no state competition this year for cross country for COVID reasons. So technically, this is his last race. Bryce is between a 16 and 17 minute cross country run over a 3 mile course, which is good by a lot of means, but it's not a state time. The state time is probably sub 14, mid 15 range, somewhere in that area. So Bryce is a good a minute and a half off the pace. So it's he wouldn't even be eligible to race, I don't think, with his qualifying times, to be honest with you, for say that there was one.
So when you found out about this today, what was your reaction? What was your wife's reaction? What was Bryce's reaction?
First of all, my reaction was to immediately call my wife, and unfortunately she works in a laboratory and is doing all these testing for COVID patients, so she's not really able to talk a whole lot during the day. I'm not a guy that shows a lot of emotions, but it brought tears to my eyes, man. My kid busted his ass for the last 3.5 years, getting up at 6 a.m., running with his teammates, running after school, putting up 7 to 10 miles a day, 6 days a week for the last 3 years. And now something I did, I entered him in this race to help a small business, Adam White, who's been reaching out to the community saying, hey, my business is being affected by this. It's been in the news a lot. You know, come support my event. So we supported it. He likes to run. So this is something Bryce had nothing to do with. It was all on me, all on his dad. Now I got to look my son in the eyes and tell him, hey, your dad screwed up and you can't run a race. That's messed up.
Yeah.
Something he had no control over whatsoever.
Have
so
you?
Yeah, it really affected me, man. It really, I'm not. Yeah, shows a lot of emotions, but even talking to you right now, I'm choked up a little bit.
Oh, that's quite understandable. I totally get it. Have you spoken to Bryce yet?
We have spoken to Bryce via phone. He gets out of school about 2:33 o'clock, and then he usually runs with his team. I honestly don't know if he ran with his team after school or if he just ran on his own. I'm assuming he probably ran on his own, but and he had to be at work at 4, and he was really upset, and Bryce is kind of like a lot like me. We don't show a lot of emotions outside, but you could, his own words, he was pissed off. So I'm not sure. Hopefully they make the right decision here and let him run.
So I guess what happens next?
My wife is a lot more professional than I am, so she sent a nice professional email to Mr. Gerber. Very well written, explaining our case to him. So I guess we wait for his decision. The school, the cross country coach said as soon as they hear from him, because they filed an appeal. that they would let us know. So, but like I said, with 30, 36 hours, he runs at 4:30 on Friday. So left. Will they make a decision by then?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to kind of rely on them to act quickly and rule quickly.
You know, and I don't want to press too many buttons here because he still has a track and field season coming up in the spring. So, you know, how far do I take this? I'm not sure of that answer yet. I'm still deciphering it all, to be honest with you.
Right. Tell me about some of Bryce's accolades. I mean, I know that this is his senior season, but tell me about some of the things he's accomplished during his 3.5 years so far.
Well, and we can really talk about the athletic thing, but, you know, Bryce has been in school at Limestone for 4 years and hasn't missed a day of school yet. He's got perfect attendance. He's an AB student. He works at Kroger here, or works at Kroger and Morton. Just an all-around good kid. Doesn't give us any problems. Never had detention. Probably doesn't know where the principal's office is at. Always gets great recommendations from his teachers. Just an all-around good guy, good friend. I mean, his friends over here all the time playing. Just a normal, typical teenage boy. It doesn't give us any problems at all. Played soccer his freshman year. Didn't really like that a whole lot. Growing up, he played baseball his whole life. He told me he hated baseball and retired from it. yeah. So I'm a baseball guy. I'm 6'4", 300 pounds. I'm not a runner, so I don't know where he gets it from. he's 6'3", 160 pounds soaking wet and just loves to run. Just clears his mind. So it's something, whether he races tomorrow or not, he's going to do the rest of it, you know, for as long as he's able to. But it'd just be a shame if his last race of his high school career goes out because something his dad did, and not something he did.
Right, right.
It's hard to fill a swallow right here talking to you.
I totally get it. Is he a letterman? Has he lettered all 3 years so far?
Yes.
Okay. So he's a 3-year letterman in both cross country and track?
I just cross country, track. I would say probably his last year he was. His sophomore year, I would say no. His junior year, yes.
Okay. And what events does he run in track?
Usually the 1600 and the 3200. And he's also done some relays, the 4x1600.
Okay. Does he own any school records or anything like that?
No.